Jamie, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing fantastic, thank you. Are you calling us from Seattle, Dallas? Are you back in Canada? Where are you these days?
No, I'm in Toronto right now.
Okay,
I'll
you are.
probably be back in Seattle in September, but yeah, just spending my summer here training.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you about your training and about joining the Kraken organization, about your time in Dallas, but I'm gonna start with your sister, if that's okay. Have you been staying up late to
No
watch
problem.
Penny race overseas in Tokyo?
We've had a few family get-togethers to, watch her, and obviously we'd like to have been in Japan, but there was a my parents were screaming at the TV. There was a lot of energy at our house just watching it, and she did so well. So it was stressful, but I'm glad we got a chance to watch her.
You say stressful, but like for me, I watching her. I've never met your sister, but it's just she, I get this excitement watching her because I know I'm about to maybe watch something great, and usually that happens with your sister in the pool. Is there nervousness for you? Is it just stress? Can there be a little excitement?
I mean, yeah, it's a roller coaster of emotions, especially, I feel like a lot of these races Penny's in. I mean, she hits a turn and she's in fifth, and then she's in a race for, medaling on the way back in the last, 10, 15 meters. So it's definitely stressful watching her a bit, and a lot of excitement as well, and it's just been a roller coaster of emotions.
When she won that last medal in the relay, she had a comment after when she became the most decorated Canadian athlete. She says, I'm so happy I did it as a group with these girls versus individually. What does that speak about your sister?
I think just how much she's matured over the years. I mean, she's only 21, but I've seen her doing the interviews, and I'm really impressed with how she does it, and how confident she is in herself and her teammates, and just her mentality with everything. I think it really speaks to just how well she's handled all this pressure through the years. I think she's definitely mature for her age, and she's special.
And Jamie, I've been really impressed with exactly what you're saying as well, that confidence and that maturity that she's showing, not just in the pool, but when she's talking to the media afterwards. And as you mentioned, that when you have the spotlight as an Olympian like she does after, and she did after Rio, there's so much pressure that comes along with it. And she actually had to step away from the sport for a little bit in 2018. For her to be able to come back to the sport and then again turn in an incredible performance at these games, I know you're always going to be proud of your sister given what she's accomplishing, but does it give you just a little bit extra bit of pride that you know how much pressure she is dealing with on a consistent basis?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure it was a pretty, vindicating experience for her. I mean, there's a lot of people saying that, maybe she was kind of one and done, or, maybe she couldn't repeat it. And, 4 years is a long time to really keep that momentum. So, for her to do what she did in Japan, I think it silenced a lot of those doubts, both outside and, I'm sure for herself, it was just incredible to be able to accomplish that. And, like I said, I'm just really proud of her. And, I think she's once in a generation kind of athlete,
So now that your sister can call herself the most decorated Canadian Olympic athlete of all time, I mean, I know you obviously both incredible athletes. I'm imagining there's a little bit of sense of friendly competition there. Do you feel a little extra pressure to go out and have a big year in the NHL to get some of those bragging rights back a little bit?
Not so much. We keep it pretty friendly, like you said. And when we're together, she's still my little sister. I still give her a hard time, and I make sure that her head doesn't get too big. I keep her pretty humble. But yeah, we like to keep it loose with all me and all my siblings. And I'm excited to definitely get the season going. But it's going to be hard to kind of compete with what she just did. That's for sure.
I hear there's a race or something that might be happening between the two of you?
Yeah, I said that earlier, and it's kind of blown up. So I guess we kind of have to arrange something. But yeah, I'm sure the cottage will hop in the pool, and like I said, she'll have to, wear a weighted weight vest or something right from me, because we got to try and even the playing field a little bit.
You mentioned too, Jamie, that you've incorporated swimming into your training. How do you think that's going to help you going forward?
I mean, I think just being an athlete, you kind of have to get out of your comfort zone a little bit. I think, whenever you try something different, it trains different muscles, and it was just, I've something I wanted to give a go, and I've never been a great swimmer, and I kind of wanted to do something that, improve on my weaknesses, and like I said, get out of the monotony of doing the same thing over and over again, because then you just train those muscles. And I think if you kind of get out of the comfort zone. You train train new muscles, and it stimulates the brain a little bit. So that's kind of my goal going into the swim training.
We're speaking with Jamie Oleksiak, Kraken defenseman, played the last three seasons in Dallas. Before we get to what it was like, the whole expansion process and signing with the Seattle Kraken, what was your time like with the Dallas Stars?
It was fantastic. I mean, I've been there for so long, and, you know, I've known so many of those guys there and people in the organization, and they always treated me very well, and, you know, the fans as well. I mean, it was always, you know, you wouldn't think hockey would be big in Dallas so much, but I mean, we always had a great turnout, and, you know, there was always a lot of energy in the rink, and obviously going in that playoff run in the bubble there with Dallas and losing to Tampa was, it was tough, but, you know, something I'll never forget. So I'm appreciative of the opportunity to play there, and, you know, I like to think that I'm still buddies with all those guys and, you know, wishing the best down the road.
Jamie, with the expansion draft process, you were in a bit of a unique situation because you were a UFA, so you had some say over whether or not you would end up in Seattle, and you end up signing the deal with them to join the expansion franchise. You know, before they had actually reached out and you knew you were going to be an unrestricted free agent, was Seattle high on your list of potential destinations? Were you considering it, or was it a little bit of a surprise when they made contact and expressed interest in you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard not to think about potentially playing in Seattle. I mean, I'd never been there, and, you know, I thought it was an interesting prospect. And I think when the season ended, I didn't have any expectations that I'd be going there, but, you know, I always thought that it would have been a cool place to play, especially just in the situation, right? Playing an expansion team, and things worked out how they did. And I'm glad I'm going to be going there now. And I think, you know, hockey's overdue in Seattle. I mean, the energy from fans is it looks incredible.
How did they sell you on the idea? How did they pitch you on the idea of joining the Kraken? As you say, look, Seattle is a great town, and the fans there are going to be incredible. And as you say, there's an inherently interesting, you know, factor about playing for an expansion team. But what was their message to you about the direction of the team and the role they wanted you to play in that direction?
I mean, I think it was just a big thing was how much, you know, they're putting into the team in terms of resources and developing the players, and also just making sure that, you know, all the facilities are going to be great. I mean, everything's going to be top notch there. It's all brand new. So, you know, combine that with it being an expansion team and, you know, the whole experience of being in Seattle and whatnot, I think it was just too good of an opportunity to pass up on. You know, I think it's going to be a desirable place to play for a lot of guys down the road.
We're speaking with Jamie Oleksiak, Kraken defenseman. Jamie, what was the day like, and how did the whole situation come about that Ron Francis brought you in to be there on the day of the expansion draft? I know Jordan Eberle said he had to register at a hotel under a different name so that no one knew he was there. How did that all come about?
Yeah, that was a crazy day. Yeah, I mean, I had the deal done, you know, probably by 9 o'clock at night or whatnot. And then it was kind of like, okay, you got to go get a COVID test because you got to be on a plane at 8 a.m. the next day. So me scrambling for a COVID test and, kind of figuring out what I need to pack for Seattle, which was a nightmare too, because you always hear about the rain and whatnot. Luckily it was beautiful there, but hopped on a flight to Seattle and then was there, you know, that afternoon the following day. And I mean, there's obviously a whole bunch of media events, and, you know, they were trying to keep it very hush hush, and you know, everyone else kind of saw the rest of it. I mean, the draft was great, and like I said, it was really nice first experience of the city of Seattle, and I think it was you know, a lot of excitement in general.
Were you a little disappointed that it kind of got before the actual expansion draft, because we kind of basically knew the entire team prior to the actual event?
I mean, I wasn't too disappointed. You know, I was just happy to be playing for the Kraken, but I'm sure people in the organization probably didn't like it so much. I mean, they you know, definitely wanted to make it a surprise event, but me personally, I mean, I was just happy to be there and kind of soaking it all in. And, you know, that sucks because, you know, they put a lot of work into it, but, you know, here we are.
Have you spoken with your head coach Dave Hackstall, and kind of like, what have those conversations been like?
Yeah, I mean, we've just spoken briefly. At this point of the summer, I think it's just guys are grinding training right now, and we'll be back in September, but yeah, we just had a couple brief conversations, checking in, seeing how things are, and you know, he congratulated my sister and whatnot. So for the most part now, I think everyone's doing the same thing. They're just gearing up for the season.
Have you got a chance to, I'm sure you know plenty of the guys who joined you on the expansion roster as well, you know, from different stops around the NHL. Have you had a chance to kind of check in with a few of them? I imagine it's a pretty excited group getting ready to get going here in September.
Yeah, I mean, just talking with guys at expansion draft and a little bit after, I think everyone's, you know, it's just going to be such a new experience, and I think everyone's excited for camp, getting to know each other, and you know, we had a great group of guys there at the draft, and I'm excited to meet everyone else, and I think it's going to be a big opportunity for everyone else coming in.
Do you feel, I mean, we all know what the last expansion team did in their first year, right, in Vegas, going all the way to the Stanley Cup final. Do you feel a little bit of that pressure to go out, not necessarily to make the Stanley Cup final, of course, but to be a legitimate competitive playoff team right away, given what the last expansion franchise did?
I mean, I think everyone coming in, our goal is to win as much as possible. You know, I don't think we're really comparing ourselves to Vegas. I mean, it's a completely different situation and, you know, different circumstances and whatnot. But, you know, I think, you know, we all want to win, and we all going to do what we can to help the team win. And, you know, like I said, I think Seattle's really, really hungry for hockey, and we want to make sure they put a good product in the ice. So, yeah, just speaking for myself, my goal is to come in and win, and it's hard to compare what Vegas did because obviously they had a lot of success, but you know, I think, like I said, it's a whole unique situation.
Jamie, you've experienced a couple of unique situations over the past couple of seasons, obviously the bubble and the run to the Stanley Cup final, and then last year with the just playing within your division and the restrictions that came with COVID-19. I know Dallas, I think, did you have fans right from the beginning of the season, Jamie?
Sorry, say that again. What was the last part of that?
Did you have fans in Dallas right at the beginning of the season, or did it take a couple of games?
It took a couple of games. I mean, okay. You know, everyone wanted to be safe and whatnot, but yeah, we definitely had a pretty tough start to the season in Dallas. I mean, with the COVID and the snowstorm there too, and injuries and whatnot, it was tough, but that's part of the job, right?
How excited, though, are you to just kind of get back to just a normal NHL season?
I'm pumped. I mean, I'm sure everyone is. Obviously, the bubble, you know, it was a difficult experience for a lot of guys being away from their families and whatnot. And, you know, I'm glad we got it done. And last year, too, it was kind of a weird season with, you know, all the restrictions and having to travel and whatnot. So I think everyone is ready to just kind of get back into a regular swing of things and have not such a condensed schedule and whatnot.
Well, Jamie, thank you so much for taking time out of your summer, joining us for just a little bit. Congratulations on the new deal in Seattle, and congratulations to you and your family and your sister on her becoming the most decorated Canadian Olympic athlete.
Not a problem. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.